The genesis of privacy is it arose out of confidence, and indeed out of Victorian confidence cases, often involving aristocrats, or indeed the monarchy, famously Queen Victoria and Albert, who'd done some sketches, some sort of silhouettes, and the law of confidence stopped someone publishing those images because they were private images, you know, at the very dawn of photography, of individual people. So right from 150 years ago, confidence was there and developed, and privacy came out of that. But confidence protects things that aren't inherently private, but are secrets. So they could obviously be how a private person structures their day. There's nothing particularly private about it in terms of damaging for people to know what time they have their breakfast and what they eat for breakfast. But we know if you're an employee under an obligation of confidence, these are things that you should keep to yourself. And this is something, for example, the royal family use to stop people selling tittle-tattle about their lives.
And does it relate to the human rights legislation in that I think one of the clauses is you have a right to a private life? Is it interpretations of that?
Very much so, because the Human Rights Act emphasises that it's not just your private life, but it's your correspondence, it's your private family life, it goes deep. And so, for example, if you have a diary, there may be the law of copyright involved in the publication of that. But as Prince Charles found to his benefit, he sued for breach of confidence because he had showed it to a small group of people, his private diary, for example, about his trip to Hong Kong. And the law of confidentiality allowed him to win that case. There was nothing inherently private about it because he was talking about events and what he saw. But so it's not his intimate, private, you know, how well he was or whether he was having any relationships. It was his overview of such things. And that was deemed confidential because only a small group of people knew about it. It wasn't for the public at large.